You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I had some fun yesterday. Do you ever see those things that people will post sometimes on social media? And they're like, oh my God, look at this wild photo. And do you see the snake in this picture? Now, I need to point out that some people are great at that kind of thing. It's almost like a Where's Waldo type of thing, but I suck at it. I can never find those things, and yeah. I give up really quickly.
All right.
I think my brain says, I don't have time for this. I don't need to find
I've seen
blank.
A snake.
Yeah. So it's kind of funny. But my sister sent a photo. We have a Sibs thread. So the five of us and spouses and stuff like that were on this thread of, you know, text thread. And one of my sisters lives up in Wisconsin, and she sent this photo from her back deck, and there's a lot of snow, but there's a bunch of stuff on there. Anyway, so I wrote back and said, oh my God, did you guys see the cat? That is really cool. There's no cat in the photo. But immediately, you know, there's the, where's the cat? And I was like, I'm not going to tell you, but look really closely, because when you find it, it's really cool. And Jeremy, this went on
for a couple of hours. Well, bless their hearts.
And one of them said, yeah, I think I see the cat. And I was like, okay
now you're seeing things.
Yeah, so it wasn't until probably late yesterday afternoon that I went on to a program. I took the photo, and then I got a transparent photo of Garfield the cat.
And put it on,
you know,
there.
Reclining. Uh-huh. And just inserted it, and I said, here, I'll circle it for you guys.
It?
And it's great. I love that kind of stuff.
That's pretty good, man.
So, you know, it's a good prank. It's a harmless prank. And that was the joy of my Thursday. Highlight of my day.
That's fantastic.
But you wanted to hurt people.
I don't consider myself a violent person. I do not like getting into any sort of physical confrontation, but I did want to slap two people yesterday. I have two quick stories. Dom, at approximately 11:30 in the morning yesterday, I wandered into one of those shipping stores, let's say, to return an item to Amazon. Mm-hmm. The whole transaction probably took about 3 minutes. So by 11:33, I grabbed my receipt and turned around to leave when the gentleman at the counter proceeded to wish me a Happy New Year.
On the 19th. I know you. I know
you. On the 19th of January, I was wished a Happy New Year. Yeah. It's not Happy New Year time anymore. So, and I don't even remember what I said to him, because I was trying not to laugh. I was something like, yeah, you bet.
Said thank you.
Yeah, you bet, yeah. Or something like that as I was walking out. So that was one of the people I wanted to slap yesterday. And I might have been a little wound up, because at approximately 10:25 in the morning yesterday, when I left the station, I had a hankering for some Chick-fil-A. So I drove over to the brand new Chick-fil-A that's next to us. And, you know, there's a double lane there, mm-hmm. And I pull into the left one, and the line is a mile long. I guess I got there about 10:20 or so. And, you know, we're zipping through, I'm starting to think about what I want for my order. I'm like, okay, so we're at 10, and we're not 10:30 yet, so they're still on their breakfast menu. That's fine. I'll get something for breakfast. So I'm waiting there, and we get up to the speaker, and there's one car in front of me at the speaker. Mm-hmm. And that's when it was approximately 10:25, and I'm sitting there, and I'm waiting for this person to order, and my window's down, and I'm kind of got my ear out just a little bit, and I hear the gentleman in the car say, what time does the lunch menu start? And you hear him come back and say, it does about 5 minutes, 10:30, we'll flip it over to the lunch menu. And then I hear, okay, I'll wait. What?
You can't do that.
You can't do that, Dom. That's exactly what I said. You can't
you
do that.
You should have gotten out of your America's Pickup and walked up and said, well, I want breakfast.
Yeah, I don't care what I'm ordering. Whatever. Take your car and go around the building then and park in one of the waiting spots and wait until 10:30 for the menu to flip. And so as I'm sitting there in the left lane, you know, the right one's going, near, 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 about 10 more cars go through with their order.
Wait a minute. So
and I'm sitting there.
People let him sit there for 5 minutes?
I heard a, yeah, that's fine. They let him sit there for 5 minutes. And I was just creeping up. I mean, America's pickup was basically on this guy's bumper. And I'm giving him the hands in the air, like, what are we doing? You know, I'm leaning out the window.
What'd you end up getting, by the way? Number one?
A number one all day long. Okay, yeah, everyone.
You know, I think this is, I'm going to put a pin in this. I hate that phrase, but I said it. We're going to come back next week. We need to do a bigger segment on drive-through and etiquette.
That's a good part.
There needs to be a bigger discussion about the whole variety of etiquette in a drive-through. Like the night that I just wanted one quick thing from a Culver's, and it was like 9 o'clock at night, and the person in front ordered a coffee.
Yeah, you don't do that.
And they didn't have coffee, so that took like 10 minutes while they went and brewed coffee.
Yeah, thinking, I like that,
dude. 9 o'clock at night, the rest of us just want a quick iced tea or a concrete mixer from Culver's.
Yeah, you want ice cream because you're probably buzzed. You're probably leaving somewhere and you're buzzed and you just want some ice cream.
You need to just go to a coffee shop and quit jacking with the rest of us.
We could do that. And I also know you're big on the, you know, people being the center of the universe. And I'm wondering if the topic, too, is like the people that you've come across who truly think they're the center of the universe. And that was this guy. Parked there for 5 minutes, not caring about the 15 cars behind him just because he wanted a number one instead of a chicken biscuit.
Well, I think he's full of number two.